This is Ian McQueenie with the Cougar Press, and I'm here with,
what's her name?
Administrator Mrs. Everhart, and I'm interviewing about homecoming drinking. Mrs. Everhart, did you expect this kind of outcome in drinking?
Outcome in terms of number of kids?
Did you expect this many people to be drunk or under the influence?
No, I did not.
Is it common for this to happen at school dances?
I think we usually have at least a couple students who've made a poor choice. But, that we're aware of, with regards to safety. But, yeah, not as many students that we, seem to be involved as there were at homecoming.
That's good. What are the consequences for being under the influence at a dance?
Well, there's a couple things. One is school consequence. Usually when you come to a school event under the influence of anything, you can get a school suspension. And then also they would meet with the, we have the drug and alcohol counselor from Ventura County Behavioral Health that's here. So they would meet with them just to kind of get some information. And then the second part is if a student is involved on an athletic team, they sign an athletic code, and then that's kind of may result in other consequences from their athletic team.
Do you have any plans to try and prevent or lessen this effect in the future, or more drinking or under the influence?
I say we're open to all suggestions. Of course, we're really concerned, about our students, just their safety. I think we know that we're all students who were under the influence. Did we catch everyone? Of course not. And that's sad, because you think if there was the kids we didn't intercept, what if they were driving or were with a friend? So it's very concerning. And I think, too, we want parents to be actively, involved, and that they're aware of what's going on in their own homes. There's social ordinances, already in place in the city of Ventura for parents who host events that alcohol is being served. So we want it takes all of us kind of to make sure that kids are safe and, making good choices.
Yeah, that's good. Are there any more dances planned for this year?
As far as I know, we have the end of January is senior ball. I think in March is the Sadie Hawkins dance, which will be in the gym. And then prom is in May.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.